cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday live edition, the 24th day of May 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have him on a couple times a year. He's just an incredible mind when it comes to the New World Order and the global slave state. He, of course, is a doctor and at the same time an expert on the New World Order and an author. He's Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And he'll be coming on in the next hour. He'll be joining us to talk about, well, Reuters coming out and saying that, oh, we need to get rid of our borders. Pan-American Union, the CFR says so. And Bush ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. And the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And how it ties into CAFTA and NAFTA. And basically what your world government's going to look like. Why have the Bilderberg Group basically gone public with their desire for world government? Why is CNN happily reporting it? Why are we seeing these major shifts? That is coming up in the next hour. The website's freshly updated daily for you are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Volcano erupts in Mexico. A lot of volcanic activity and tectonic activity. I don't have to tell you that. You know it. A volcano erupted in western Mexico, spewing hot ash and lava, and the largest eruption for the cone in 6 years. More details coming out in the next segment. Deadly car bomb explodes near Iraqi school. 7 U.S. troops killed in 2 separate bombings in the last day. Black market organ trade is Baghdad's new growth industry. Yeah, they're taking people's organs at some of these death camps as well. That's been in the foreign press. Big Brother to dictate what you can and cannot photograph. This out of the Christian Science Monitor. Uzbek activist says seesaw 500 dead bodies after that Tiananmen Square-style massacre. Pilot who flew over Washington feared he would be shot down, as well as futurists saying that the elite will be able to download their minds and gain immortality. I don't buy that form of supposed life extension. But who knows the way technology is advancing. At least they might claim these are sentient human minds recorded. And we'll also get into secret North Korea footage suggests nascent dissent. This out of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Very interesting. Syria stops cooperating with U.S. forces and the CIA. Big Brother snitch signs introduced in England. Japan's coming out with all sorts of new Big Brother systems, making you swipe your ID card. Bank security breach, maybe the biggest yet. Bank of America, 676,000 personal IDs and information stolen. And I have an article here where the feds admit that they're allowing corporations to use Social Security numbers, that becoming the fiat national ID card, the de facto national ID card, I should say, has actually spread ID theft problems. Yes, that's one of the greatest engines driving it, and companies selling your personal data, which Bank of America did to a fake company. So it isn't more security that's needed. It's these companies need to stop sharing data with hundreds of federal and state databases and any company that comes along wanting to buy that data. By the way, I have never and I will never sell any of the names of people that have bought my films. Though I've been offered quite a lot of money to do it, I have refused. So we don't engage in that. But the globalists do. Doesn't matter if you pay with a check or credit card. One of these big companies, they're just selling that data. The feds are paying the states to expand this net. They're buying it from the stores and companies. So we'll talk about identity theft as well. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seconds into this first hour, Dr. Dennis Cuddy will be joining us to give us the latest developments concerning the construction of this world government. Now so far along, they don't even deny its existence. They just try to spin it and tell you how good it is. In the meantime, we'll be taking your calls and covering a cornucopia of important news. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Interesting articles coming out about the Patriot Act. FBI powers may become fearsome. This out of the Sun Herald, and I've got a big stack of editorials by conservatives, liberals, freedom lovers, who are actually now reading what is in this attempted expansion of the Patriot Act. Secret arrest, secret executions, no due process, no warrants. It is extremely widespread. And the feds are out saying, why, with the Missouri case, with the woman who went in and murdered the other woman and cut the baby out of her, remember that a few months ago? Why, we use the Patriot Act, and that's what saved the baby. Well, no, actually, neighbors were able pick out the identification of the car and direct police there. And at the very same time, they were able to use internet records that were had been communicated via email to the woman who was murdered by the killer, the admitted killer, claiming she was wanting to come over and buy a Chihuahua. Now, the police can always get a warrant instantly. And that's total probable cause. I mean, this woman's been butchered. They want to check her email. And they wouldn't even need a warrant with that, quite frankly, because that is hot pursuit. And I've looked at the federal and state rulings and in common law. I mean, if the police are driving down the road and they see a, you know, see a hand sticking out of a trunk, they don't need a warrant either. But nevertheless, they could instantly get a warrant. And the ISPs, without even being asked, were giving the information up to get the trace route to where the email originated. And so it's more deception. And so they're saying, see, it saved the baby. Section 202 of the First Patriot Act, where we don't need a warrant to get data off of computer systems or files. This was instrumental. And there are several news articles analyzing this and pointing out that it is a complete and total fraud. You go to a house and somebody's had their stomach and uterus cut open, their abdomen cut open, there's blood all over the place, the police can instantly go get records and instantly start checking where the information came from. No, what the Patriot Act does is it just says nobody's records are secret. Pell-mell, giant snooping systems can be hooked directly into the internet, hooked directly into the phone lines, which have already been there for decades with the phone lines, but now they want to be able to use them en masse, that is, publicly, because it's always been illegal, but they've continued to do it. So they've never blocked the FBI or police when they're involved in a real investigation with real evidence of stuff going on. All this is giant snooping operation. So very, very deceptive as usual. And this is an article, I can't read the whole thing because of time constraints, but FBI's powers may become fearsome, Sun Herald came out today. Some really scary things are happening around Washington these days. Congress has become a place of great incivility and rancor, which threatens to undermine any hope of legislative remedy to a myriad of problems, from Social Security, the soaring health care costs, to the immigration, to the steadily crumbling manufacturing base, once the envy of the world. But perhaps the most frightening prospect for America is an unfettered national police force with the sole discretion to determine who can be investigated as a potential terrorist, or arrested for that matter. That's the impact of little-known provisions to be greatly expanding the powers of the FBI, permitting its agents to seize business records without a warrant and to track the mail of those in terrorist inquiries without regard to Postal Service concerns, because the government can label almost any group or individual a terrorist threat. That's in Section 802. Good job, art paper. The potential for abuse by not having to show probable cause is enormous, prompting civil libertarians to correctly speculate about who will guard against the guardians. Up until now, the answer has been the Constitution as interpreted by the judiciary, but it is clear that sidestepping any such restriction in the real and present danger of the post-9/11 era. And Bob Barr has said that the government is a greater threat than, quote, the terrorist, if they were even real and weren't LCIADA. And are you more worried about ragtag terrorists, if they even existed outside the government? Or are you more worried about a centralized, monolithic, all-powerful imperial state? A wise man, the late Senator John Williams of Delaware, once counseled that any proposed legislation should be regarded in the light of its worst potential consequences, because that's always its consequence, particularly when it came to laws that enhance the investigative and prosecutorial powers of the government at the expense of civil rights. This is most likely to occur in times of national stress when the Constitution is always vulnerable to assault, i.e. the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. Think it can't happen? Well, it does all the time. asked the lawyer in Oregon, who the FBI misidentified as having taken part in the terrorist bombing of the Spanish railway. Ask any number of persons since 9/11 arrested and detained for months without charges or counsel before they were released. If this isn't enough to satisfy you about the indivisibility of these proposals, think back to the Cold War days when the most casual acquaintance with the group or person on J. Edgar Hoover's anti-communist watch list could land one in water hot enough to make life miserable for a long time, maybe even put him or her in one of the infamous blacklist. And the article goes on and on. And this is the tip of the iceberg, my friends. I have the Christian Science Monitor here in front of me, where the feds and state police and others say openly, well, there's no law that you can't videotape or photograph anything on the street, but we're arresting people en masse because we choose to. And they claim the power to do this because of suspicious activity, inference, or inferences, in the Patriot Act 1. And the Christian Science Monitor, of course, decries this. Folks, I've experienced it. I've been videotaping a checkpoint from 200 yards away in Austin, Texas, and had police run over and say, turn your camera off. And I say no, and they say why, and I say First Amendment, I'm going to own your house. Go ahead and arrest me. I will sue you. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And they know exactly what that means. Do you want to hire a lawyer? Do you want to spend time and money? Because I will sue you. And they back off. Instantly. Same thing finally happened in New York after being nice, I don't know, the 10th or 15th time. I never counted them up. It was three times a day at least, for 6 days in a row. Finally, I just started saying, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you. Guaranteed. And they would move on and then arrest reporters, other reporters that groveled right in front of me. Basically, I would just lower my horns at the lions, and they would scurry off to attack some mindless lemming wildebeest or an even more prey-like animal, let's say a gazelle. I mean, finally, I just got sick of it. I mean, I'd be at Ground Zero. I'd be at a park. I'd be at Central Park. I'd be 5 miles from the convention center, Madison Square Garden, where I had full access right up to the president. Full, total, you know, gold access, folks. Maximum access. But it didn't matter to them. And it wasn't just that, you know, I was out talking about 9/11. It was, again, American Spectator writers and Reuters writers and TV crews. And the memo came out on New York Channel 1. That the police were ordered to harass media unless they were bivouacked in one of the big official TV broadcast centers around Madison Square Garden, out in the open air and inside. I mean, I had associates there who had Fox News passes, because that's who they were credentialed by through a radio station. And they were harassed. It did not matter. It did not matter. They were there to harass. Well, actually, in one case, Jack Blood had a Fox News pass, and he was being basically accosted by protesters who thought he was following Fox News, and then secret police appear and usher him out of the crowd. We're telling him, come with us, come with us. I had a camera with him, but we didn't have a mic, so the audio is almost unintelligible. That's why I didn't put it in martial law, but I ought to put that on the web sometime. I don't know. Again, it's very hard to track what's happening because it's so loud. He's in the middle of a protest. Again, he's not mic'd. He's just got the general mic on. But I'm digressing. The point here is, and this is very important, that it's about the authority to shut down the free press. You know, it's like the cases, the innumerable cases of 5,000, 500, many different cases, 100 Bush supporters on a street corner in an unpermanent demonstration of support for the Fuhrer, the maximum great leader, and one guy's got a sign saying no blood for oil or carry 2004. And the police march over and say leave or you'll be arrested, and they say no, and they're arrested under national security orders and convicted in federal court. So it's all selectively enforced. They've got all their cameras on us. Our cameras are bad. Cite the Patriot Act to do it. They want to be unleashed. ravenously rend our Constitution.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Boy, there is a lot to cover here, a lot of different issues to discuss, but here's another report here about all the new legislation. The ongoing rafts of legislation to dismantle the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Records search plan alarms civil liberties groups. This is out of Reuters. U.S. civil liberties groups said on Monday that they are alarmed at new provisions to be considered in Congress this week to strengthen the government's ability to seize private records without judicial review. Again, they're not just repassing the Patriot Act, they're expanding it. Officials from the American Civil Liberties Union, which is always loyal opposition and loses fights on purpose and defends rights that don't exist while claiming other rights don't exist, they're an amazing group. I'm not saying all members are bad, but I'm telling you folks, they're like the NRA. They're there to drop the ball. Officials from the American Civil Liberties Union, the Open Society Institute, and the Center for Democracy and Technology said in a telephone conference call that the new provisions of the Patriot Act would allow the FBI to secretly demand medical tax gun purchase. Did you hear that? Yes, Gun Owners of America has warned you. Federal database, travel and other records without approval from a judge. The act was passed shortly after September 11, 2001, and 16 of its provisions are scheduled to expire at the end of this year unless Congress renews them. And those 16 provisions are side issues. Again, they just admitted expand. That it's built in to expand every 5 years. The Senate Intelligence Committee is scheduled to hold a closed session on Thursday to begin considering the renewal legislation, the first step towards a reauthorization vote sought by Lord Bush. The timetable could be disrupted by the current Senate showdown over judicial appointments, which, again, folks, you know I'm not on the Democrats or Republican side, but the Founding Fathers said gridlock was good. It's called a separation of powers. You don't want the skids greased. You want things to move slowly. That's to stop a dictatorship developing. That's clearly in the Federalist Papers, clearly in the Anti-Federalist Papers, clearly in the published essays and editorials written by the Founding Fathers. You really should read them. I should dig them back out and read some of the quotes here. Gridlock is good, and we've been told that gridlock is bad. And clearly, the Democrats are in the right here. Being obstructionist is at the heart of keeping this country free. Now, they're doing it for partisan reasons, and the Republicans try to block their nominees as well, and that's the way this is supposed to work. The Founding Fathers created three branches of government to have them set against each other. But that's not taught in school anymore. You know, I've called for the Patriot Movement to be fractured, to be diverse, the Truth Movement, whatever you want to call it. Many different leaders, many different ideas, diverse views. But so many people set themselves up as grand poobahs and then say, no, you must have my view on 9/11. You must have my view on taxes. You must have my views on, you know, what sect of Christianity to follow. And I say no to all of that. Centralized is always extremely dangerous. I also want to get into the Pat Tillman situation. I spent a few minutes on this yesterday, but it really is a big deal. His family's coming out and saying we've been lied to all along. It disgraces his death. You know, it's disgusting. He was the ultimate team player. You guys tried to use his death for propaganda. Shame on you. You killed him. So we'll go over that. French-EU treaty battle focuses on the undecided. In major polls, now the people are against the EU, the first time they're able to even vote on it, because now they're expanding the EU. But look for some side-winding, crab-like behavior from the EU minions. They're the globalists. I'm not counting them down. I hope it's shot down. But every time stuff is shot down, they just reintroduce it. Of course, Europeans weren't allowed to vote on original entry into the EU, but now they've demanded a vote, and so they're having one. And several countries over there are on the verge of pulling out. Not just France, but also the Netherlands as well. Al Sharpton says Mexico's Fox making race spat worse, which he certainly is. Berg lawsuit filed on behalf of another WTC witnesses, bomb witnesses. Philadelphia lawyer Phil Berg has never tried to climb Mount Everest. In the past, he's always attempted legal mountains within his reach, but now he's filed a new powerful lawsuit, and we'll be talking about that and also tipping to get Mr. Berg on this week, so look for that. We'll come back, take your calls, cover news as well, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Momentarily, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Dennis Cuddy's coming on in the next hour to talk about, well, how the globalists are going public with their plans for world government. Now it's just out in the open. Always riveting and very enlightening to have Dr. Cuddy on with us. But before we go to your calls, the left is trying to draw parallels between the emperor and Star Wars and George Bush. We talked about that a lot last week. Here's a MoveOn.org ad they're running. Here's the audio from the TV ad. Go ahead and roll it.
For 200 years, the senators and the fair judges were keepers of peace and justice in the Republic until one senator, seduced by a dark vision of absolute power, seeks to destroy this fabled order, replacing fair judges with far-right clones. To do this, he's ready to use a nightmare weapon known as the nuclear option. Stop Senator Frist. Save our courts. Save the Republic. Move On PAC is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Good, yes. Good.
Folks, again, it's the Democrats, the left, acting like they're the good guys, acting like there's a fight going on. They ought to make an ad where they show the left as the separatist working for the globalist, creating the illusion of a political war, all meant to centralize power. You want to make a real ad with parallels with Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Oh, by the way, my review of it was not fair. I'd had about 4 hours sleep the night before, done masses of interviews, was totally exhausted, got up, did a early morning interview, actually several early morning interviews, then did my own broadcast, then got on an airplane and flew to Minnesota, then went to an 11:30 movie, got out past 1 o'clock at night. The audio was low in the movie theater, and I just hated the movie and gave it a bad review. Then my wife wanted to see it Sunday, and so we went to see it, and it was really a lot better. I mean, I'd give it out of 4 stars, I'd give it 3.5. So it really shows how perception is, you know, is reality. I mean, sitting there exhausted, and Ted Anderson was about as sleepy as I was. He was falling asleep in his chair too, it looked like, and so was Chris, his cousin. It said his nephew, it's his cousin. But, you know, when a cousin's so much younger, it's kind of like Uncle Ted. But by the way, Chris is a nice guy. You know, he should still be in high school, but he's already finished his first year of college and going into medical school. Really nice fellow we got working at the network in affiliate relations, doing a great job. All right, you see, I get off into these long stories. But I'm done talking about Star Wars, but it has been a great way to wake up young people with these parallels. But the left likes to act like evil conservatives are taking over. Well, is Bush a conservative? He's for abortion. Oh, I know on the surface he says he isn't, but he appoints pro-abortion people who don't want parents to know when their 12-year-old has abortions. He increases UN abortion funding while cutting some of the funding, while radically increasing other funding. It's a smoke and mirrors. He's for gun control, appointing all these gun grabbers, for the assault weapons ban, for registering gun owners. Bob Barr and Gun Owners of America put out those alerts. I mean, it's real, folks. He signed back on to UNESCO. On and on and on and on. So you guys should love him. But I've told the left this. I mean, if you really, you know, the policies you guys promote, well, you should love George Bush. You should just absolutely hail him. You wanted to pull your hair out and go, he's passing a national ID card. It's horrible. It'll hurt the illegal aliens. Meanwhile, it actually does nothing to stop the illegal aliens that you call immigrants and an asylum seekers. And you notice 147 of them, Democrats, 100 to zip voted for that monstrosity, that abomination, that gargantuan, colossal, mega supersized travesty that they passed a few weeks ago, the Supernational ID Card Database Slave Grid. Boy, I'm in rare form today, aren't I? Before we go to your calls, 1-800-259-9231. Before we do that, my new film, 9-11, Rise of the Police State, full title, Martial Law, 9-11, Rise of the Police State. I did Jeff Rentz's broadcast last night, and I didn't know he was going to do this. He said it's the best film he's ever seen, the most powerful film he's ever seen. He gushed about it for 30 minutes, and Jeff's never done that about my other films, which are pretty good. It really is my best work. All the reviews have been insanely positive. A lot of other people are pulling their hair out with jealousy. Hey, this film is for everybody. This is about getting the word out. This is about waking the people up. And I want you, when you get the film, or if you already have the film, to please make at least 10 copies. Make a copy every night when you go to bed or when you go to work. Give a copy out every day on VHS or DVD. Go to the website, download copies onto your disc. It's not as high quality, but it's watchable. Make copies of those. You could do that for, I think, as low as like 50 cents a piece, or even lower. Get them out to people. I mean, we can really affect change, and I want to commend those that have been doing this. But Jeff Rentz said the same thing. He said it's multiple films in one, really three films in one. The Police State, the latest 9/11 information, and then it dovetails in with the occult controllers of the elite, the real dark lords of the New World Order, the Nazi connections, what their master plan is. It is such an important film, group of films. $25.95, second copy, $19.95, third copy, $16.95, fourth copy, $14.95, fifth copy, $14. And all of that goes to fund what we're doing and to make more films and to run these websites and to pay my webmasters and all the people that do great work for me. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the film right now. And watch the entire film, 15 cents a day, my 11 other films, all my weekly TV reports, every week at least one report, most weeks two reports, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book. Folks, an e-book's usually $5.95 to $7. You get a whole bunch of e-books, a whole bunch of all my videos, a bunch of other videos we've been authorized to post. Just so much information. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. A cup of coffee is a dollar. Well, it's 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. And believe me, we couldn't have continued if we wouldn't have launched a subscription service, and it is helping pay the webmasters now and expand what we do. And I want to commend those that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not, get your membership today. Or call toll-free to get hard copies of all the films and material. When you call, you can ask questions about the different plots and different information covered in the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Brett in North Carolina. And that's not true. Kansas City. I'm getting these callers confused. Brett, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, sir.
Hey, I was on Prison Point at TV last night listening to you talk about Hunter S. Thompson getting murdered and Gary Webb getting murdered. And that kind of parallels with something that happened to me. I mean, of course, I didn't get murdered, but...
Well, we asked the questions, were they murdered?
Yeah, well...
And the evidence leans in that direction.
I think it's pretty obvious that they were, but I was visited by Homeland Security, supposedly doing a background check on somebody who used to live in my apartment, and they... Hunter S. Thompson and Gary Webb, they both talked about professional government agents, you know, visiting their homes and, you know, checking out their documents and things like that. And I was just wondering if you could comment on if you know, more people in America are getting visited by Homeland Security or if this is happening to other people or what's going on.
It's done on a selective basis to create an atmosphere of fear, create a chilling effect because they're panicking, because we're waking everybody up. Now, sir, I'm going to need to get your phone number. I'm going to need to check this out. I'm going to need to talk to your apartment manager. I'm going to need to confirm this. This will be a major news issue. But give us details. I mean, so what were their names? What happened? What transpired?
It was one guy. His name was Nathan Hume. His badge number was...
Hold on. Let me write this down. Nathan... Humes, okay, and his badge number?
0918.
0918. And he said he was with Homeland Security?
Yes, sir. And he said he was checking on a background check.
What division?
I'm not positive.
He said I'm with Homeland Security.
Yeah.
How was he dressed?
He was dressed professionally. Like I said, I was really nervous about, you know, the whole thing.
Okay, well, tell me what happened in the conversation.
Okay, well, he knocked on my door, and I was actually making a protest sign for this protest I was about to go to, and so I just said, come in, because I didn't want to get up, and I guess that was kind of dumb of me, but anyway, he came in, and he was real professional, really nice, but he was looking around my apartment, and he was just saying that he was doing a background check.
Hi! So,
yeah.
I mean, tell me what he said. He said, we're doing a background check on who?
On a girl who used to live in my apartment, the previous tenant. And I've talked to people who have had background checks done on them, and they said that that's not regular policy for them.
No, okay, but you've been involved in a lot of demonstrations?
A few. I woke up last October, so I'm...
What type of demonstrations? What type of demonstrations have you gone to?
There was a marriage amendment proposed here in Kansas, and it actually passed, but I was demonstrating against that. There's an activist and speaker. I don't want to give out his name because he's very racist person, and I don't want to give him any publicity. But I was demonstrating against him.
Ah.
And the thing is, I had actually called your show back in March, and Lee Hamilton from the 9/11 Commission was speaking at my university, Kansas State University.
And you said that you wanted to know what to ask him.
Yes, sir. And this happened a week after I went and questioned him. I asked a ton of hardcore questions about 9/11.
Oh, well, that's why, sir. They took a photo of you. They followed you. They got your license number. And it's just intimidation.
Well, I'm not intimidated. I'm not scared by these
good
people.
Redouble your efforts. Oh, no. We're going to be calling Nathan Humes. Listen, listen, sir, did you hear about in, I mean, let me just pick one of 100 examples in the last few months. When Bush was going to be going to Nashville, Tennessee, on a street over from his parade route, the businesses got calls saying, don't have any Bush signs, anti-Bush signs in your windows. And the guy that ran the coffee shop said, wait a minute, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was pro-Bush, but I'm not now. I'm going to put a sign up about what you did. You know, agents told me not to, you know, be anti-Bush. You put the sign up. I mean, this is massive, sir. And they've also gone out and harassed activists, conservative, gun activists, liberal activists. And we can give up the Second Amendment. We can give up our sovereignty. They've harassed the Minutemen. They wouldn't let the head of the Minutemen into a press conference that they Congress had scheduled for him. Chertoff said no. So we can fold up our tents and give in to these people who are demonstrating open tyranny, or we can stand up against them. So he was there snooping about, looking around, as if he needed to do a background check. Now, did she live with you formally, or was he saying she lived there before you?
No, sir. She lived there before me.
Okay, and then I mean, it's important for me to hear details. What else did he say?
He just said he was doing a background check on her. I was asking him questions why he needed to talk to me about it, and he just said, well, I've got my walking orders. And I was like, oh, yes, Nuremberg Code, I understand, just following orders and stuff like that. And he just kind of stood there and just kind of the minion that he was, you know, and just...
Did he say he was out of the Kansas City office?
He didn't say where he was from. I asked for his badge, he showed it to me. He was very forthcoming with that.
And that's Nathan Humes, 0918.
Yeah, well, it's Nathan Hume, no less on the end.
Hume.
Yeah, 0918.
Okay, and how long was he there?
He was there for maybe 5 minutes. And then he was asking for my my landlord's phone number and things like that. And I said I didn't have it.
So do you live in a large apartment complex or a home?
There are 13 apartments in this complex, and I live in a two-bedroom apartment.
And I'm sure the phone number is posted by the mailboxes.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Of course it is. There's a lot of regulations on that. Yeah, that, sir, you were given a fishing expedition. This happened to me many years ago. I would just laugh at them and give them a copy of the video. Then once I had special forces come up to me in a parking lot and basically threaten me. And I just said, I hope you're glad you're killing this country. And I hope you enjoy breathing DU that the government uses against you. And I hope you enjoy the experimental vaccines. I love you, and I hope you'll wake up. And those guys melted. They melted. And, you know, I don't hate them. I'm sad for them. But remember the doctor, Quad City Times, called and complained too much. Homeland Security arrested him and said, well, he didn't threaten anybody, but complaining too much is bad. So I'd say you got something done. What did you say to Lee Hamilton, one of the chief whitewashers of the unindependent 9/11 commission?
Well, pretty much I just gave a little speech. What did you say? I started asking questions, you know, why the Bin Ladens were flown out, why Larry Silverstein said he pulled the building on America Rebuilding on PBS, asked him about, you know, the steel columns and who built WTC, the 9/11.
Do you know somebody that got there video of that? Because I'd love to get that footage.
I taped it on audio, but the thing is,
I guarantee you can get in touch with some of the other activists there and they have video. Or did his lordship not allow video?
I looked around for video cameras and I didn't see any.
I assure you there were video cameras.
Okay, I will try and get in touch with people.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'll be some easy work to do that, and I put it on the website. So how did he respond to you?
He only responded, and then I asked him about the CFR and Trilateral Commission, of which he's a member of both, and he kind of laughed that one off. I've been on Jack Blood's show with this, too. He kind of laughed that one off, and then the only other question he addressed was why the Bin Ladens were flown out, and I disagreed with him. He said they were flown out while America was still allowed to fly, and I said, no, that's not true. We weren't allowed to fly, but our
government... Well, this is how they do the deception. This is how they do the deception. The 3 days after, they had a couple plane loads that left. Then another group of Bin Ladens, like 5 days later, flew out when the ban had been lifted, so they do bait and switch and focus on that.
Yeah, exactly. And then he was talking about the CFR and Trilateral Commission, and he was like, I will not make a defense of that. They're just think tanks. And then I quoted Admiral Chester Ward when he said it's a one government organization that wants to destroy America. And then I quoted Gary Hart from one of your films, actually, where
we need to use this disaster for a new world order. Yeah,
exactly.
And what it is, well, see, you stung him badly. You're out in the light, on the field, riding out like a white knight, facing the dragon, literally, and they didn't like it, and his ministers didn't like it, and his pops and pimps didn't like it, and so they tried to intimidate you. Redouble your efforts.
Thank you, sir. Well done. Thank you.
You deserve a medal, my friend. Well done.
I don't know about that. I'm just standing up for Republic, Alex.
You rode out a defender of the realm, a captain at the helm. I can only salute you. Well done. Now get me more information. Write an article about this. Email it to tipsatinfowars.com. We will post it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well done, Brett. Again, I salute you. I salute you. I salute you.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Spent about 10 minutes with that last caller, so now I have to jam other callers into a shorter space, so please get your info out quickly. I want to get to everybody. Dr. Cuddy's coming up. Dave in Illinois, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, Alex, on Sunday, it looks like they started more war games in Bolger Center, Atomic, Maryland. And
they've also got them going on in Florida, huge takeover drills desensitizing the public.
Yeah, it says the goal is to give the Joint Combined Force Commanders knowledge base for separating adversaries from the rest of the population.
Yeah, their internment Roundup grills. We have it in Police State 2000. Tell me more.
It says they're going to have a DOD organizations, non-governmental organizations, and a private volunteer organizations that are going to be in this thing. And
now, see, that's absolutely key, because they do this other places, and they always claim in the newspaper it's for overseas, but then when you go to the drill, it's for America with the police, the firemen, local tattletale squads, all together practicing rounding up and arresting and interrogating people. And we have, again, video of that in Police State 2000 and in Police State 2, the takeover. But which newspaper is that out of?
This is actually right from the Department of Defense's website.
Send me a link to that. I've got to get that linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Yeah, it says they're having a multinational forces with the British leading a force. And another thing is Northrop Grumman has a thing out that that they can scan your license plate numbers now. I guess this is until they get the ID chips in there.
Yeah, that's already gone up in most of the cameras. And, you know.
Yeah, so like, you know, when you go to a protest, instead of having to take all the pictures, let's just all scan it into a right-to-the-center database.
Well, but if we let that be a chilling effect, we're going to lose. We've got to say, yes, we're the good people. Yes, we're defending America.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
And we need to photograph them, which we did in New York when they were photographing us, and put them on the web.
Oh,
who can play at that game?
Yeah.
But again, our stuff doesn't go in some secret database. Millions of people see it.
Yeah.
This isn't a game, folks. This is for real. This is for keeps. I wish they'd put all the secret police on the border, but they won't.
Yep, it's a new Nazi something or other.
Well, now you were reading where it said other volunteer organizations, along with these wondrous foreign troops and our own military. How many different branches of our military are going to be there?
It's pretty vague. It says pretty much the Marines, and they're co-sponsoring it. The Air Force is going to be there.
I wish you'd go to that town and videotape it.
Yeah, it's in Maryland, and I'm in Illinois.
No, I understand. Somebody's got to cover that.
Yeah, it's been going on, I guess. It'll be from Sunday till Thursday. So
promise me you'll email it to tips@infowars.com, and I'll get it posted right now.
Okie dokie.
Hey, good job. I appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next. Stacy in Illinois. Go ahead, Stacy.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to ask you if you have contacted Pat Tillman's parents about putting them on your show. Would they be interested in speaking?
Well, they're divorced, and we're attempting to call them.
Good job.
Anything else?
No, that was it. I just wanted to know if you guys had been on the ball with that. Good job, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, they've been set upon by the media, and so it's, you know, they get desensitized, I'm sure, by, I would imagine, hundreds of phone calls. But we are attempting it. And again, they've gone public and said it's all a complete fable, a complete fraud that disgraces his death. The government killed him, the military killed him, and then they tried to make up a lie. And then now they tried to lie about that lie, and it's disgraceful. Very disgraceful. Remember, police and military, when you work for the New World Order, they will use you up. They hate you. They hate it that you love this country. They're using you. They love giving you experimental injections. They love you breathing the DU, and they won't give you treatment. They won't help you when you have that deformed baby, God forbid. We do care about you. We have the evidence. We defend the Republic. We stand with the Founding Fathers. You stand with us. You stand with honor. You have the courage to face the lies. The courage to defend the Republic and the battle for the Republic. Or do you serve the dark forces of the New World Order? Second hour, seconds away.